You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Bobby Lee, ladies and gentlemen,
before we start,
look at this. I forgot it was in my travel bag, but there was a man who came to the show in Denver Comedy Works. Shout you out. He was a little frantic because he was drunk. He was wasted, and he was like, I love bad friends, and I give you something for Rudy. And so he gave me this to give to you. Do you know who this is?
That's from My Hero Academia.
Academia is my favorite, too.
Macadamia, my hysterectomy? What is that?
Macadamia nut?
My hysterectomy macadamia nut?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is his power?
He's like the strongest.
He spreads new variants of COVID.
He doesn't seem that strong.
New variants of COVID.
Yeah.
CR124 come from him.
Yeah. He also looks like he mixes fentanyl in a lab.
Right. This is the fentanyl king
right
here.
Yeah, the fentanyl king.
Snort it. This guy's great. What is his name?
Midoriya.
Oh, Midori Sour. Good drink. All right. I don't want to throw this to you because I don't want it to break, but I do want you to open it up so I can see it. Say so, thank you to the fan that gave that. Look into your camera and thank that man.
Wikipedia.
Thank you to the drunk man.
Wikipedia says, right?
What do they say?
The first 10 minutes of Up is a montage.
Yeah, you wrote that on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I don't even know how to.
You wrote that.
No, I don't even know how to do that.
You wrote that on Wikipedia.
How do I know? George, do you believe that I know how to do that?
That is the only saving grace you have, sir, that I...
You know that I have no skills or tech wizardry to even do that.
You paid someone to do that.
No.
That's how it goes, you snaky little shark. Last night I was coming home late. I bought a box of Captain Crunch peanut butter.
Yuck.
Bro.
Good?
So good. I haven't had that in years.
Bro.
And sliced up the roof of my mouth. I was bleeding while I was brushing my teeth. It was worth it.
What's it? The cinnamon?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That thing fucks up the bottom of my...
Yeah, it slices up your mouth.
It slices up my mouth.
Love it.
But I'm a big the Wheat Thins guy.
You like the Wheat Thins?
I like the thick cubes with the frosting on one side.
Oh, no, that's Frosted Mini Wheats.
What's that called?
Frosted Mini Wheats.
I love Frosted Mini Wheats, man. They're my favorite. I like those because the milk soaks in the fucking thing.
I know.
Yeah.
When they get soggy and they get heavy and fat.
Yeah.
They get like fat and heavy.
Yeah.
Like they got diabetes that they're going to give you. And then you pick it up out of the milk and it's falling over your spoon. I love that.
Yeah, it reminds me of, because I have to shave my pubes because all the juice when I'm making love absorbs into my pubes like that. Right, so then, like a day later, like I could squeeze the pubes and I can get a little bit of juice out.
You don't just do that in the shower. You don't just shower it out.
Nah.
How thick is your jungle?
Oh, real good.
What?
No, but I shaved it already.
Oh,
I shave
did?
It at the spa. Yeah. Which, so what I do is I'll at the Korean. What?
Yeah, you shave at the spa. They have razors in there and
yeah,
shaving
at the Korean
cream.
Spa, I get the razors, but the Korean men, they hate it.
Why?
Because I sit in, because there's two types. There's the shower. And then there's a Japanese-y kind of shower where you're sitting down on a plastic chair, a little plastic chair.
Everybody shares the same plastic chair?
No, there's six chairs around this kind of thing, right, where it's a sit-down washing bath.
Right.
Right? And I'll put, you know, shaving cream on my pubes.
Yeah.
And I just start, like, shaving. And then the Korean men always walk by me and they go, "How you good?" You know, they'll say something.
What is that? What's the word?
"How you good? Oh, this son of a bitch." You know what I mean?
Dirty Korean.
Yeah, yeah. Wait,
hey, we got invited to somebody's wedding.
Who?
Courtney and James. That's the loving couple right there.
Let me see.
Courtney and James. Hold on. It's Saturday, October 30th, 4 p.m. In Kentucky.
There's no way.
What do you guys think? Do you want to go?
I'm free.
She's free. Should we do? Wouldn't that be fun if us to just fly her out there?
Just her?
Just me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny.
Can Andres come?
I don't know, because to be honest with you, he hasn't been here in...
Let's see. You don't know them.
Imagine... No. Dude, they're a fan. They sent it to us. They sent it to the Bad Friends crew, and they invited the whole crew to the wedding, I think.
I wonder what would that be like?
If we showed up to that wedding?
Yeah.
I mean, we would run it. It would not be about... It certainly wouldn't be her special day. It'd be our day.
Well, you know what? Now we have to go. That's James.
Courtney and James.
Yeah. I think we'll go.
Courtney and James, we're going to be sending Rudy Jules to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy Jules is going to go to
Kentucky. Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to give them as a gift, Rudy?
A rice cooker.
Appropriate. That makes sense.
Why?
Why not? People love rice.
Yeah, but to them it's going to be like, you just probably found it around your house.
But what do you think they think she is? She shows up and they're like, the Mexican girl gave us a rice cooker.
Yeah, that's definitely.
They'll go, "Hi, not a tortilla? You don't want to give us a tortilla maker?" No. I guarantee you if we put her in
they
the
They probably think it's like an armadillo without the scales. They just ripped off the scales and then Rudy just showed up.
Rudy, if we...
Did that hurt your feelings?
No.
Nah.
Okay, make fun of me now.
Go. Come on.
No, I can't.
No, just shame me right now. I want you to learn because I want you to survive in the world.
Yeah,
go
you,
ahead.
You got to
shame
some...
me. I shamed you. I called you an armadillo without scales.
You don't have eyebrows.
Oh, burn. Oh, no. I'm not going to be able to sleep for a week.
All right, well, take that. Okay, so use the idea that you know he doesn't have eyebrows. Just, okay, but make up something about that. Like, use that for the joke. That's not the joke, but use that.
You have, I don't know how to make a joke.
All right. All right. Just, we'll teach
you. We're teaching you
Jesus.
Right now, right?
Okay.
Your eyebrows are, you know what your eyebrows look like? They look like what? What's mean that looks thin and almost not there?
You know, aside from that, right, why don't you try something where just, I know that you're a nice person, but say something that you think is going to really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's where you should go.
Me too.
Right? So say something that's you think that's really going to hurt my feelings, but I'm okay with it. So just try. Go ahead.
I can't.
Yes, you can. What would hurt my feelings? Go ahead.
You look like
yep.
an old.
There we go.
Fat.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Warmer. Getting warmer.
Stupid.
That's good. Old, fat, stupid. It's hurting. It's working.
Warmer.
Wait, stop. Stop. First of all, she went.
That is.
She took
so
an angle.
Good.
That's not what I meant, but.
That's what I meant.
I know that's what you meant, but that was great. Okay. That was. I look like an old, fat, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody said that at a roast, right?
Yeah.
I would be mad.
But it'd have to be that slow.
It'd have to be that slow.
Yeah.
Right.
You say it outright, it's just not that good. Yeah. It's the balance of everything that she did.
That's really amazing. Now, I want people to listen at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was forced to say that.
Yeah.
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 And, you know, she was cornered.
Yeah,
like,
we bullied her.
And we bullied her to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't have a choice.
And it hurt.
It did.
But I'm proud of you.
Proud of you, Rudy. Rudy.
Did that feel bad saying it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did? Oh.
It didn't feel good a little bit?
Just a little bit.
No.
Really?
It's mean.
Oh, that's true.
It is, but it's fun.
I know. Why is that fun?
Because mean stuff is fun.
Yeah.
It's because it's all in good fun. You don't really mean it.
Yeah, I was at, you know, I forget that, like, when you're around comedians, you can say certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But I made the mistake one time of making fun of a guy that was in line. So I was opening for Carlos Mencia at the Ice House,
mm-hmm.
and a guy was in line. And I literally thought he was making a face. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's standing in line like this. Like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to him and went, "Hey," like that to him. And he goes, and it was.
Oh, it was his face.
It was his face.
Mm.
And I went, "Oh, fuck."
What do you say to that?
Nothing. I just walked out.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, you got to keep going.
He's still a fan. He's listening to us right now. He's like, "I love you anyway."
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you said to somebody's son at the comedy store.
How do you know about that?
You told me. You walked into the green room of the main room.
Oh, yeah. So I feel so bad about it.
It was very funny to me.
It's not.
Me and Tom Papa were laughing.
I know. So I'm standing there with Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
And Tim Dillon. Mm-hmm. And we're in the parking lot. And Sherry Shepherd, if you don't know Sherry Shepherd, she was on The View.
Very funny.
Very funny lady. I've known her for 25 years. Mm-hmm. We've always been friends.
Yeah.
And she has her son. So she comes up to me and goes, and she is wearing her mask, so she has to say out loud, hey, it's Sherry Shepherd, because it's like, I mean, I would already know who she was. It's either her or, you know. Right. So I give Sherry a hug. We have our masks on, yeah. Right? And her son's wearing a mask, and he's a shorter black guy.
Well,
and
I go, he's young. He's like
he's 14 years old.
Yeah, he's a young boy.
So I go, "What's up, Kevin Hart?" Right? And he does this. He like
tenses up.
He tenses up like this, and then Sherry immediately goes, "Well, he's 14. He hasn't been to the club before. You know, what I mean, he's just she's trying to like, you know what I mean?" And they kind of walk away. And I look at Tim. I'm blushing.
Oh, yeah.
And look at Tim and Shannon go, and they're like, wrong thing to say, man.
Call them 14-year-old boy, Kevin.
Yeah. Wrong to the, and I till this day, I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
You just, what you just said was, hey, short black guy.
That's true. That's what I said. Yeah. But I honestly thought, right, that, yeah. You know, because when you see a comic.
Yeah.
You see someone like Fahim Anwar is perfect. So Fahim Anwar will always be around guys I've never seen before. But you just make this assumption that they're either writers,
comics,
or a comedian.
Yeah.
It's fucking 10:30 on a school night.
Yeah.
So in your head, you're like,
he should be in bed.
So you're just crossing off these things in your head really quickly. You know,
right.
Mean, that can't be that. That can't be
so
that.
It's got to be a
comedian. It's got to be a comedian.
Right.
Or her boyfriend. I don't know. I don't know what her situation. Well, in the mask, I couldn't tell.
He kind of looked 14.
Okay. So I threw it out there, and it reminded me of the fucking thing I did at the lake.
The face.
No, the river in Budapest.
What?
Where I was with Cheyenne and those guys.
Mm.
I told you that story on this podcast.
What?
Oh, I never told you that story?
I don't think so.
Well, the first day I was there, just real quick, I was there. I get a letter from Jamie Lee Curtis saying, tomorrow meet me at noon. So I don't know anybody, so we're having lunch. And Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm with this guy named Cheyenne Jackson and Penn Jillette.
Yeah.
And Jamie Lee Curtis goes, we're going to go by the river. I want to show you something. So we go to the river. Do you know the story?
Y'all want
to
see a dead body?
Yeah. So we go to the river, and along the side of the river, there's these little bronze shoes. And they're like kind of cemented into the side. And there's probably 60 of them, pairs. And back in during the Holocaust, Hitler and his gang,
his boys, yeah,
they just lined up Jews on the side of the river and shot them, and they threw them over the river, right?
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
Yeah, sad.
And then Jamie Lee and Cheyenne and a bunch of people are around this pair of shoes that were like a little boy's pair of shoes, and Cheyenne goes, "Oh my god," because he has a son,
yeah,
that's young,
yeah,
and he goes, a little boy.
Yeah.
And then I go, as loud as I can, it could have been a midget. And then the group, they don't know me.
Yeah.
I had one lunch with them.
Mm-hmm.
They all collectively turned their backs on me.
I would.
And walked away.
Yeah.
I'm still staring at the shoes.
Trying to figure out if it was a midget or not?
No. Trying to figure out. What in God's green earth? I was thinking about saying that.
I mean, it's funny.
I understand that if I was with a bunch of comics,
would have worked.
I think it would have worked.
Crushed.
Right? But around actors and associate people were like emotional and crying.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, yeah, you read it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Did I read it wrong?
A little bit.
Yeah, you think I read it wrong?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, well, then that's, you know.
But you got to try.
No, you don't. Because then what happened after that is there was 12 times. I was there for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
12 times where I stopped myself.
From making jokes.
From making a fucked up joke.
Were there no other comics there at all?
No, like I would have lunch with all these people, right? And it'd be a window and my gut would go, now! Right? Your gut just goes, this is it!
Say it!
And my body just went, no.
You can't.
And so now everyone on the show now thinks I'm kind of like a clean comic or a nice guy. Could I show up on time, smile?
Yeah, but they
know. Be friendly. What?
They know.
I think maybe deep down they don't.
They can feel that you have that dark sense of humor.
It's not, I don't even see it as a dark.
Not dark, but it's just raw.
It's not even raw. It's just like the way I survived as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, people would attack me physically or whatever, and I would defend myself by saying the most fucked up things.
Yeah.
And that's just the way.
That's kind of what comedy is a little bit.
I guess, but it's like, I should just know better.
You live, you learn. I mean, look, dude, you're a young guy.
I'm 50 in. Fuck you, you asshole. I'm 50 in.
A month. No, 4 3 weeks. Two weeks.
No, next Friday.
Next week.
Yeah, next
I forgot
Friday.
What it is.
Yeah, next
it's September.
Friday. Yeah, next Friday I am.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, look at this. What does that say? I feel like we're all much closer bad friends now that Bobby has flaked on all of us. Now, we know he does it to his close friends. It's good to know he does it to his bad friends. Oof, in the Reddit thread. Bobby's birthday party is canceled. Well, it's not our fault. It's not Bobby's fault. What are you supposed to do?
Well, why'd you even show me that?
I don't have control
of that.
It's
so hurtful. Hey, fuckface, why'd you show me that? That hurts me.
Well, it was a good segue from what we talking about.
I know, but I just want to apologize to people, but it was because of the Delta and all that stuff. And
no, it's not Delta. It's a new one.
Moo.
Moo, the Moo virus.
Is it Moo?
What is it called?
Look MU.
Up. Yeah, the Moo virus, yeah.
Moo, MU.
But they don't know, like, it sounds scarier.
Moo virus.
Yeah. yeah. Right, doesn't it?
Coming to theaters this fall.
Right.
The Moo virus. Yeah. Move over.
Like the movie before that was like a Disney Delta.
Yeah,
welcome to Disney. Delta. The Delta virus.
Yeah, yeah.
But boo, they went darker.
This is really dark.
Yeah,
and the next one will be like an A24 film. It'll be like really subversive and weird.
Yeah,
and off, and people who get it will like lose a limb. Like your eyeball will just fall out of your fucking head.
Yeah,
the nether world,
the nether virus,
the nether virus.
Yeah, yeah.
Nether. Presented by A24.
Yeah.
The Nether virus.
And you have to double mask.
Triple mask.
Triple mask. Six vaccines.
And you can only 69.
Yeah.
You have to 69. That's the only way you're allowed to sex with people.
Yeah.
Genitals can't touch genitals anymore. Only genitals to mouth. That's how you fight the Nether virus.
The Nether virus. But it's constantly going to mutate.
Yes, it's never going to go away.
But are they going to get worse, these mutations?
Yes, we're fucked.
We are fucked. We're never going to get away from
it. No, we're going to die. Everyone will die.
Everyone's going to get it, though.
Everyone will get it, yeah.
A version of it.
Yeah, I cannot wait for you guys to get it.
Why?
I can't wait. Because you got to experience it, dude. You know?
You went through it already.
Yeah, you got to live it. You got to do
You're acting like it's like a ride at Magic Mountain or something.
It's a rite of passage. Yeah.
Do you see, did you ride the new fucking Moo virus?
I waited in line.
Yeah.
Trying to get the fucking skip pass to get up to the. No, I feel like it is a rite of passage somehow, some way.
You know what we got to do, you and I, when
you guys get it?
No, when amusement parks are open.
Oh, let's go.
But she
has never been.
No, she has. She just won't go on them because of fear.
Fear of what?
So many times we had to go.
Of falling.
You're not going to fall. What are you going to, what do you mean?
I'm scared.
Dude, when's the last time an accident happened at an amusement park? Probably 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Last accident at amusement park. Rudy, it's got to be so long ago before the technology. 3 months. 3 months ago.
3 months ago? 3 months ago?
No, look down.
Yeah, what?
List of amusement park accidents in the United States.
Yeah, but when they have a list like that on Wikipedia or whatever, right? It can't be a lot.
What's the biggest fear? Upside down? You don't want to go upside down?
Yeah.
In case you slip out?
Yeah.
That thing
Has
was
someone
so...
ever diarrhea'd?
Oh, I diarrhea every time.
Has someone ever diarrhea'd? I mean, yeah, Bobby squirts a little bit, you mean has someone had like a real bad diarrhea accident?
Yeah.
Has someone shit on a roller coaster? Perfect. Did a tourist get diarrhea on a roller coaster and splash 14 people? Wow.
Wow.
Kudos to the ability.
Would you be mad?
Reports of a I'd be like, 14 of us got it? That's impressive.
No, but imagine the ride's over. You have shit all over your face. Yeah. Well, you would do that because of the photo.
Yeah.
They always do a photo, so you're like, I know I have diarrhea on my face, but I don't want to wait back in that line, so I'm going to go, hey, you do the face. I don't know.
If we do send you to Kentucky for the wedding, Andres can't go because he's busy. Look at this picture of this guy, by the way. Go to Andres' page. Look at this, dude. Who the fuck does this guy think he is?
This fucking softy.
Andres Rosende Novo, director of the Quinnipiac Los Angeles program. Born in Spain, raised in Los Angeles.
Look at him.
Andres has directed multiple successful short films that have played in more than 200 film festivals.
Yeah.
Look at it. Oh, my God. He won the international award, included the DGA for Best Latin Short.
But he is a talented guy.
Andres also produces the hit podcast Bad Friends, starring comedians Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino. Is that real?
It does say that. Andrew also produced the hit
Andres,
starring comedian Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Interesting.
George is not on there.
George is not on there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how does that feel? Is he the sole producer?
It feels like betrayal. That's what it feels
I know, but
like.
George, who's the executive producer of Bad Friends?
Me and Bryce.
Andres Rosende Novo.
It's Andres, according to this
According to this article.
Yeah, he's using me just for now, more about clout for his regular job, too.
Pete, zoom in on that face. Look at his smug little smile.
Yeah.
Look at that. Just look pinch it. Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
I am the sole producer of Bad Friends.
And look at his lips. When has it ever been that color?
Never.
When this dude put lip gloss on his fucking lips.
He even painted a little bit of facial hair, which I think was cool.
Yeah.
He can't grow that.
But you know what he is wearing? Those shitty fucking European shirts he wears.
Yeah, you hate
those. Look at
that.
Look at the inner lining of it.
I know.
Flowers.
The more patterns, the more expensive, bud.
Oh, but he's cute there.
He is a little babe.
Yeah, yeah.
We miss our little Andres.
Yeah, where is he?
He's out east, doing a thing for the school.
He's like teaching something in school.
Mm.
Good for him.
BetterHelp. Oh my God, Andrew. BetterHelp is something that a service that I partake in, and it's really helped me. I'm going to ask you a question, Andrew. Is there something interfering with your happiness, or is it preventing you from achieving your goals?
Yes, actually.
Well, then BetterHelp is for you, my friend.
Thank you very much. I start communicating in under 48 hours. We both use BetterHelp, all joking aside.
It's not a crisis line, guys. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online.
There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas, but the service is available for clients all over the world.
You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor.
Yep, you can. You got timely and thoughtful responses. You can schedule weekly or video phone sessions. You won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable
waiting
room.
It's the best, guys. You guys have to do this.
We do recommend therapy. It's a little bit cheaper than traditional therapy, and I think if you're looking to talk to somebody, BetterHelp is the way to do it. Go ahead. Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's Better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
Also, visit their website and read their testimonials. They're posted daily.
Yeah, you can see them right there at betterhelp.com/reviews. In fact, so many people have been using it. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's betterhelp.com/badfriends.
Liquid IV is heaven to me.
Hot summer months are here. What? It's the end of the summer right now, but I got to tell you, still got to keep your body fueled up and hydrated.
Yeah, because you guys do workouts and yoga and meditation, and you need nutrients.
One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone.
I mean, water is okay.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, with Liquid IV in it, it
so
makes
much
it a
better.
Party.
Before a workout, in the morning, when you feel run down, hydration maintenance, everything about it is delicious. My favorite flavor is passion fruit because I'm funky.
I love guava.
You like guava.
I love acai berry.
And apple pie used to be your favorite.
Yeah.
He used to mainline apple pie.
Yeah.
It contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana.
Healthier than sugary sports drinks, and no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple.
Liquid IV is great. It tastes delicious, and they're also donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. So the products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans,
oh my God.
And military.
They're doing it.
They're doing a good job. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or
you can 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com. And use code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com. Look at this, Bob. Yeah. Tough day in history. The Robert E. Lee statue was removed from Virginia. Your great-great-great-grandfather,
uh-huh.
Robert E. Lee, his statue was removed from Virginia Street. They took it
down. Yeah, it's funny because it's like people make these jokes on Twitter and stuff going, you know, how dare you put Bobby Lee Live's statue down? What? It's just, number one, we don't share the same middle name. His name is Robert. My name is Bobby. He's white, and I'm fucking a fat Asian guy. I mean, how the fuck?
I still think you might have some blood.
You think so?
Your principles are similar.
What do you mean? What? Name me some of his principles.
He was pro-slavery.
Check. What? Check. Go ahead.
He was pro-railroads and the Asians.
Check.
and he was pro like pillaging and raping.
Check. Yeah. Check. Don't even have to finish that. Check. Yeah.
You're the same. You're just like Robert E. Lee, but they tore down a statue.
Oh, that's sad. I'd be people bummed.
I think certain groups of people are very bummed. Yeah. This is the problem with me. Statues are really, who gives a fuck? I'm the really who gives a fuck guy.
Yeah, there's two things I hate. Statues, or I don't give a fuck. You know, also, fountains.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, look at our fountain.
Look at all this water.
Yeah, I hate it.
We're showing off to third world countries. That's all that is. It's like a middle finger to the third world country.
My mother.
Look at all this moving water.
We used to go to this mall, and there was a fountain in the middle of this mall. And I went to the bathroom. I came back, and my mom had taken her pants.
No.
Yeah, and rolled it all the way up to her fucking ankles. And she's waiting in the fucking fountain. And I remember as a kid going, like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, who does that? It's not for that.
Is it, though?
But in her Korean mind, she's, like, picking up the pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, look at the money I found. You know what I mean? It's like all these wishes going away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she's getting all the wishes. That's the original dream catcher.
Yeah, my mom used to do that.
With the wish stealer.
She also used to sleep just on the floor.
Yeah, it's so good for your back.
Like in the middle of the mall.
Just, oh, what?
Yeah.
When you're out at the mall?
Yeah, she would just sleep, take a nap in the middle of a fucking mall. It was so embarrassing. Like, she doesn't know the rules.
Were you with friends when this happened?
No. I didn't have friends then.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have... My dad used to beat me with golf clubs.
No, we know. But you're... Seriously. Your mom would just lay down in the middle of the mall and take a nap?
Yeah. My mom backhanded me once. I was dropped off at I went to a camp. Right?
Concentration?
No. Summer.
Oh.
Yeah. We applied for a concentration. Didn't get accepted.
You just needed more focus.
Yeah. And I remember the yellow bus coming back to the school to drop us off. We'd gone for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And all the parents are there.
How big was the bus?
It was a little kind. Is that a problem?
No, it just wasn't a full
I had to wear a helmet. Is that weird?
Bobby!
Yeah. And I remember the kids would get off the bus and their parents would be so happy to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pick the kids up, kiss them, you know what I mean, this and that. I don't know why I did this, but when I saw my mom, she goes, Bobby, I pushed her.
You pushed her out of your way?
I pushed her out of the way because I thought it was embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Well, how old were you?
9.
Yeah, that's that age.
Yeah. And then I remember on the car ride home, she backhanded me 25 times.
In the car?
Yeah, just pop as hard as you could.
By the way, while she's driving?
Yeah, while she's
props.
Driving.
The fact that parents could be like,
and
still be able to drive?
Yeah, like 25 times.
Wow.
And I remember looking at the rear view, and what's the window on the
mirror,
side?
The mirror. Oh, no, the side mirror.
The side mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at my face. It was just like bleeding, and I had like fucking my mom's finger like marks on my face.
But you deserved it, didn't you?
I think I did. I think that another time my mom, we were going to go to an amusement park, and I was at my cousin Andy's house, and I said, get me these pants, because I spent the night at my cousin Andy's house,
mm-hmm.
and she was going to pick us up, and she didn't get the pants that I wanted, right? And I go, fuck you, mom, this and that.
What?
And we ended up not going.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
You don't get to say that.
I was like a bad kid.
How old were you, though?
11.
And you were saying fuck you to your mom?
Yeah.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
You deserve to get hit.
I was a bad kid.
But you squared off. It worked out somehow.
What do you mean?
Well, you're fine. You're not a bad person.
Yeah, but you didn't do weird things growing up?
A lot of weird shit growing up.
Yeah.
But mine was always like, we got in trouble for like stealing stuff. We got in trouble for fights or like, I brought a gun to school. And that guy got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
That was bad. This is preschool shoot. No, like if you and I, it wasn't a real gun.
If you and I were like friends back then,
mm-hmm.
and we got drunk in a tent,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you think we'd be getting in a fist fight?
We'd probably do some gay shit. If you and I were drunk in a tent, we'd probably do some gay
That's
shit.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
We would do gay shit today.
Yeah.
If you relapse.
We can't go gay again on this fucking podcast. We always go gay.
That's what this show is.
Exactly. So let's talk about it. Okay. We're in the tent. We're drunk.
But you did. You did experimental gay stuff when you were a kid. Did you ever have a circle jerk?
Yeah, I remember.
Were you jerked off? I
can't say names, but I remember my parents were going out of town. They were going to San Francisco, mm-hmm. and I remember that night I called my friend Alan, and
you're like, I'm not gonna say names. You right away.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything. Okay. There's other people that he didn't do anything.
Alan just watched.
I don't know where Alan went, right? But he didn't do anything.
He's just hiding behind the couch.
No, but we had a bunch of people, mm-hmm. and somebody brought over a VHS tape of a porn. Mm-hmm. And we also got my dad. It was an alcoholic, so he had a wine, like a liquor. You know what I mean?
In the
cabinet,
base, yeah,
in the living room.
In the living room.
With shots of whiskey and stuff like that. Next thing I know, we're all
in each other.
No, we're not fucking each other, but we're all kind of jerking off. Like, somebody just pulled it out and they said...
You didn't even get, like, a blanket?
No, we just all just started doing it.
Gotta get a blanket, bud.
And then I blacked out, right?
From coming so much?
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened. But this is... I distinctly remember. 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, you have my bedroom, right? Mm-hmm. And when you walk out my bedroom, if you take a left and a quick right, is where the washer and dryer is. But also there's a bathroom to the left. And if you open the door, there's a fucking pool. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Somebody please draw that.
So in the bathroom to my left, I hear something. Right? And I'm kind of sobered up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And kind of wandering the house. And I see a figure, one figure, right? In the fucking shower. Right? So I open up the shower. Mm-hmm. And it's this friend of mine. He locks eyes with me. He's completely naked. Mm-hmm. Right? His penis is erect, right? Mm-hmm. And he looks at me, and he says something that anywhere I want to get a laugh or a giggle, and I don't know why it was funny to me, right? But instead of going, you know, wait, if I'm naked and I'm in a fucking shower and you open the door, I'm going to cover up. That's not what this fool did.
Maybe.
I don't know. This fool looks at me, locks eyes with me, and he goes, I can't come.
Oh, that poor guy.
That's what he said to me.
That poor guy.
And I remember closing it, right, and going back to my bedroom.
Sorry.
And I remember, like, giggling, right, going, how long was he in there? You know what I mean? For 4 hours, right? I can't come. Yeah.
You didn't help him or nothing or all?
No, I just went right to my fucking bedroom.
It'd be so funny if he was like, I can't come, and you're like.
Yeah.
Boys do just such gross
such
shit
because
we're such
shit.
Horny weirdos.
Yeah, we're weirdos.
One time I rode my bike home. I was riding my bike home, and the way my balls were rubbing on the seat, I got a boner on the bike ride home.
Yeah.
And I pulled over behind this like shed, and I just jerked off.
Yeah.
Just outside.
Yeah.
I had to. I was just, it was like dusk, and it was like near a field. I just jerked off near a field. And the shame that you feel, the moment that you're done,
yeah,
you just want to jump into a fucking hole and disappear.
Yeah.
God, I don't know why the universe makes you feel bad after you come.
It makes you, I don't know.
What is it? Because you just, everyone's dead?
I think it's because it's like you're doing something animalistic, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And there is an empty, when you unload, there is an, I think a physiological thing that goes on within the body where it's like there's an emptiness or you just know that it's out of you.
It's gone.
And the desire, I think God made it that way.
Yeah.
So that you're not constantly...
But you still are constantly doing it.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess yeah, you're right. As a young guy, I could probably do it 2 or 3 times
in a day.
No, in a row, maybe.
What,
dude? If I was 16 and you put a hot chick in front of me, I could do it probably 4 times
what?
In a row. Come.
I could do 2, maybe.
Dude, imagine
just
a
back
supermodel,
to back to
a
back?
Supermodel, right? Yeah. And I'm 16. Imagine, yeah, right?
I see it.
I've never seen a naked body before, mm-hmm. right? And it would be like, I would do it 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's possible. Did you ever have a time when you masturbated and nothing came out?
Well, talk about 50. The other night, close your ears.
She's not even here.
So I talked to my therapist with my girlfriend yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to reveal something that I've never revealed to anyone before. I feel like my age has caught up to my...
Sexual drive. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you not want to have sex at all anymore?
I can feel it. No, it's just like this, like certain things, like before, if I was at a at the Comedy Store and I see a group of girls mm-hmm. walking in. Let's say where they're wearing summer dresses or
ooh,
skirt.
Love
right?
summer dresses.
And they're just, yeah! You know what I mean? They're just like, comedy! Yay! You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And we're here to laugh.
And they do twirls. They just do a twirl with yeah. the, and the dress is kind of.
I love comedy.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
And I would do a memorization
of what she looked
of what they wore, their smell. I just get you know certain things,
right?
And then later in the night, right, I would probably jerk off to that, right?
Okay.
Now it's like I'll literally do three steps back and be. I'll be sick.
Why?
Because I just know, number one, they would, even if I was single, they would have no interest in me because I'm old now, yeah. right? And it's just like, I don't want to deal with the voices and their opinions.
Okay, but even with the person you love, you still don't want to have sex?
No, I do, like, you know, but it's like, I can see my body
yeah.
not doing it, so I think I need to be on something.
Testosterone.
Maybe.
Should we get you some tea on the show?
I think I need testosterone.
Let's get you some testosterone on the show.
Because I can feel it zapping away.
Does your penis not stay hard anymore?
It also does something weird, and I don't even know if I should talk about it on this.
Please.
Okay. You know when a penis is uncircumcised?
I sure do.
Are you?
No.
So the skin mm-hmm. around my penis,
mm-hmm.
The loose skin around the head mm-hmm. is now so loose.
The sleeve,
right? That it.
It's a long sleeve now?
It swallows the head.
Yeah.
And if I don't constantly untuck it, right, a smell occurs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, like a cheesy smell. Mm,
yeah,
right?
You got to clean it, bud.
I know, but it's like I'm circumcised. So I don't know how to do it.
Wait, what? You're circumcised?
Yeah.
And you still have sleeve skin?
Now, because the fucking skin around my shaft is so loose.
Oh, no.
It's now.
Wrapping over your head?
Wrapping over my head. That's what I'm saying.
I've never heard this in the history of anything.
Well, I'm telling you, it's happening.
Wow.
Like, if I pull my penis out right now, it'll be wrapped.
It's wrapped around the head?
Yeah.
I mean, it's keeping it warm.
No, it's just that maybe I played with it so much that the skin's just like, ugh. You know what I mean? We're not trying. You know what I mean?
That's so sad.
It's so sad. So now I'm getting this, like, cheesy smell out of it. What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Please let me spread it on a cracker. All right. So now, constantly on stage, I did it last night.
What?
Where I have a technique now. Well, there's two things I've been doing. I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Okay. So last night I did it on stage without even, and there was a packed room. I took my two fingers like this. I stuck it on my pants and I just, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah. I went.
To show people?
To
adjust.
Yeah, to adjust it because I could see it being engulfed.
Yeah.
And I'm sweating on stage. I don't want it to smell.
That's why Bad Friends is excited to announce sleeve backs. Sleeve backs. Yeah. Pin back your penis skin.
But here's the second thing I've been doing.
Yeah.
I was trying this and it was working, but then it's like I was suffocating my penis.
Oh, he couldn't breathe.
So what I was doing was my girlfriend's headband, you know, the little thin, where they put Tony.
Hair tie?
Hair tie.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doubling up the hair tie and stinging it between the head and the shaft.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
You're really doing that?
I'm doing this.
Well, then we need sleeve backs.
Right. So then, but it's getting so tight that
it's cutting off.
It's suffocated. Yeah, right. And it's turning all purple and like not getting any, you know, it's getting too much blood or something.
It's already
purple.
There's no doubt.
Right. So it's like, I'm like, I don't think that's the right way.
You got to let it, we got to invent a, we this
maybe
has,
like a sweater or something.
If there's any guys out there that have this problem, please write into the Bad Friends show because we can help.
Maybe you can
create
make
a product.
Cosby sweater.
Imagine.
You know what I mean? That type of style, 80s.
Yeah, like a Coogi sweater.
Right,
like,
and just put it around the thing so that like, his head is constantly, yeah, you know, I need something.
But we got to make little arms coming out.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
us pitching this
and
to Shark
a little,
Tank.
In the hand, a little pudding pop.
Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Hello, sharks.
Yeah.
Today we have an investment.
You're going.
Today we have an investment for you. We'd like $10 million for 2% of our company. Sleeve backs.
Hi.
Sweaters, sweatshirts. To pull back the loose skin on your penis. Bobby?
Yeah, I'm CEO Bobby Lee.
Hi.
So I'm 50 and I'm fat Asian. And you know, as you know, when you're a fat Asian, right, you mm-hmm. masturbate a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And then you also have to do a lot of tugging down there, if mm-hmm. I may say.
Cut to Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Nodding.
And so and what I realized through time, right, mm-hmm. that the skin around in the shaft area
droops.
Right, it droops.
Oh.
Right. They'll
Lori's writing
it down, right?
Yeah. Droops. Penis skin droops.
So what occurs, you know what I mean, is that the skin engulfs the head.
Good word.
Right. That's a good word, right?
We'll show a slide of it.
Right. Engulf.
We just show it. We're showing it happening.
Right. And maybe we'll show, like, in Star Wars, you know, that creature, you know what I mean, that sticks his head out of the dirt sand, you know what I mean?
And then we'll put it in reverse.
Yeah, maybe reverse. Yeah, I don't know, something like that, right? Yeah. And then we might have to get the rights or something.
We'll borrow it.
We'll borrow it. Right. So anyway, a cheese. You guys like cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some samples.
No, I mean gorgonzola. Yeah. And they're like, yeah. Imagine that, but 10 times worse.
Oh no.
Yeah. Around the head of the peepee.
But we've got a solution.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Show him what it looks like. You'll pull your penis out. He'll be wearing the Cosby sweater.
Right. Then they're. Mark Cuban would be like, why the Cosby sweater? And then it's like, well, yeah. It's...
fashion.
That's, yeah, it's fashion, but...
It's fashion, Mark Cuban.
It's yeah, it's... There's different... No, we have different eras.
Yeah, that's the...
We have a gold one that's like sparkly for the 70s.
Right.
Right. Disco. Oh, disco yeah. Dick.
We even have a Michael Jackson glove.
Right. Michael Jackson glove, right? And then we also have... what else do we have? Hip-hop.
Oh, hip-hop.
Yeah, we have... It's a hoodie. And notice the little chain around the, you know, a gold chain around the, you know, something like that.
Would you think they'll buy this? What do you think, sharks?
Well, by that time.
Is she a shark?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think, sharks?
Sharks, what do you think?
Can it have a Harry Styles?
You bet.
You bet. In fact, we have Harry Styles here.
Harry
comes
out
right?
Wearing
and
one.
And he has like a watermelon, like a watermelon sweater.
Wearing his own.
Yeah, his own thing.
So will you buy it?
Yes.
Easy money.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't have to deal with it because you're in your 30s still.
Yeah, just almost over though.
I know. But when you're 50.
Yeah, loose penis skin is not a.
When you're 50, it'll happen. I feel like you don't believe me. Can I show you?
Yeah, but Rudy can't be in the room.
Yeah, get out of the room.
Okay. Get out. Let me see what it looks like when it's hiding.
Bespoke post.
I love.
I gave you one of these box of awesomes.
You know what? It's I love box of awesomes because when you wake up, when you open it up and you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you open up this box, there's stuff in there that makes you it makes you want to live life because there's a lot of stuff that I use and I get surprised. And
there's funky, fun things in there. There's knives for Rudy. There's kitchen tools. I like the bar setup stuff. Scarves. They had little tents. They have tons of stuff to surprise you with.
This is how you get started, okay? You take the quiz at boxofawesome.com, and your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome for you.
Right. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel any time.
Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside.
That's insane. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS, for 20% off your first box.
Butcher box.
You know what, guys? You want high quality meat inside your freezer.
Yeah.
Me, Jules, and my girlfriend, we have Butcher Box, and we have quality meats in our freezer, and we get quality dinners, and it feels good to have the best in your freezer.
Hey, man, each box has 9 to 11 pounds of meat for your choosing. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, humanely raised pork.
Wild-caught lobster tails and wild-caught Alaskan salmon.
And sugar-free bacon. It's so good. There's no better feeling than knowing you can skip the grocery store because there's a variety of ButcherBox meat already waiting for you in your freezer at the house.
For a limited time, ButcherBox is giving new members 2 pounds of free ground meat in every order for the life of your membership.
That's insane. Luckily, today's sponsor, ButcherBox, is offering our listeners ground beef for life. That's nuts.
The deal is a no-brainer.
Come on, man. Signed up, you choose your box and delivery frequency. They offer 5 boxes, 4 curated box options, as well as the popular custom box. You get exactly what you want and what your family loves. They ship it to your house, 100% freshness, 100% recyclable box. Shipping is always free. Great tasting, high quality meat.
This is your chance to never have to shop for ground beef again.
Ever. That's right. ButcherBox is giving new members free ground beef for life. Sign up at ButcherBox.com/badfriends and get 2 pounds of ground beef for free in every order for the life of your membership.
Log on to ButcherBox.com/badfriends to claim this deal.
Beef! Let me see what it looks like when it's hiding. Look, let me see.
Holy shit.
You know what I mean?
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
It's engulfing your whole penis.
I know.
I've never ever seen that. I'm not exaggerating for the sake of the show. I've never seen that before in mind.
Did you see me tuck? I didn't tuck it in there.
Nothing.
Nothing. It's its natural state.
You need to go to the doctor about that.
I have a lot of things I have to see the doctor about.
Well,
there's like 6 things.
Are we doing your teeth?
That's 8th. I mean, I got.
You're not
going
to go to the. I thought we got to go back to the dentist soon. No.
Yeah, but sorry. Yeah, but I have a list of 6 things, so I got to figure it out. Like, I'm getting older, so I feel like...
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen, I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't hurt.
No, but it looks like it's wrong.
It's definitely wrong.
It's wrong.
It's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like somebody drew it, and you were like, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, something's definitely wrong there.
Well,
I got to untuck.
Yeah, untuck it right now. Yeah, 2 fingers and pull.
Yeah, pull.
I'm going to show you one of my favorite videos on the internet. Show him. Okay. Show him Ferrari. Look at this guy. Talk about overcoming adversity, this guy.
My dear Fragrance Army, Jeremy Fragrance here, that purchased his Ferrari in cash after being in a gay relationship that he did not enjoy, after a woman tried to sue him for rape, after his father died, after I was totally destroyed. And now, Phoenix from the ashes, guys.
Listen to that confluence of events.
Yeah.
I was in a gay relationship I didn't want to be in.
He was accused of rape.
He was sued for rape.
His
dad died.
But
Phoenix from the ashes. Bought a Ferrari.
I love this guy.
Unreal.
This guy is unreal.
Unreal.
What's going on with his eyes? He had plastic surgery.
A lot. Play one more time for fun just so I can hear this guy. Hey, guys.
My dear Fragrance Army, Jeremy Fragrance here that purchased his Ferrari in cash. After being in a gay relationship that he did not enjoy, after a woman tried to sue him for rape, after his
gay relationship he didn't enjoy, he's not gay.
I know, but he's trying.
Maybe he's trying. That's what I like.
A gay
about
relationship
him.
Which I did not enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
After a woman sued me for rape,
right? Which I did enjoy, but that's the context.
That was the right.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad died.
We don't know if he enjoyed that or not.
He might have enjoyed his dad's death.
Yeah, yeah.
But click on it. He bought a Ferrari.
Father died after I was totally destroyed.
Totally destroyed him.
Destroyed.
And now, Phoenix from the ashes, guys.
He has a Ferrari.
He's got a fucking Ferrari.
That's amazing.
See, that's the American dream.
Yeah.
That's the American dream.
Yeah.
What this guy had. You try a gay relationship, you get sued for rape, your dad dies, you get to buy a Ferrari. America. Greatest country on earth.
That's what I do love about this country.
That all that can happen.
A lot of things like that can happen.
That's insane.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
But he's also, you know,
I had to suggest
Jeremy
something
Fragrance.
That I've been watching. Mm. There's a show on Netflix, a series called Untold. Have you seen them?
No.
Okay.
But I've watched so much shit on Netflix that I don't remember.
There's a series called Untold, right, on Netflix.
I'm gonna see
and
it,
there's like one on Caitlyn Jenner. There's one, but there's one called Crime and Penalties.
What is the one about Caitlyn Jenner about? What's Untold?
It's amazing. It goes into...
When she killed that
woman? No,
it wasn't about the murder?
No, it's about her Olympics. When Bruce was in the Montreal Olympics.
When she was Bruce and he was in the Olympics.
Right, and it follows her... All the documentaries follow a sporting event.
Oh.
Right?
Well, then I would love it.
You would, but there's one called Crime and Penalties, I think. Is that what it's called?
Crime and Penalties. Oh, I saw Malice at the Palace. That's Untold?
That's Untold as well, yeah.
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was Untold.
But this one right here, dude,
yeah,
is the funniest one.
Who is that?
I've ever seen. It's this kid named AJ Galante. When he was 17 years old, his dad was like the head of the mafia in Connecticut. Yeah. And he just decides to buy him a hockey team.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The dad buys him a hockey team?
A hockey team.
A pro hockey team?
No, there's a league, before, like the B League.
Sure.
right? But there's a whole, you know, league there.
I want to watch this.
Right? And he starts Googling. Like, he doesn't, like, look for, like, stats in terms of how good the players are.
Right.
He sees what kind of crimes
they've committed.
Yeah, if they're violent enough.
Oh, that's
great. Right.
That's super smart for hockey.
Yeah, right. So the first match they ever play,
yeah,
his dad, the mafia guy, tells the center forward, I don't know how the positions are.
Sure.
As soon as the ref drops the puck, take your gloves off.
Start a fight.
And start beating the shit out of the other guy. Phenomenal. And like clockwork, beep, throws it down, starts ripping. Fucking chaos.
That's amazing.
It's one of the funniest documentaries.
But it's real. They're called, those people,
yeah,
are real.
He had one guy named the That's Nigerian it. Nightmare. Some guy that was in the NHL, but too violent for the NHL.
Right.
I mean, started working somewhere else, and then I don't know. I don't know the story.
But he just loves to fight.
It's so good.
Oh, I want to watch this.
You should
now.
Watch it. But all these ones, right, are very good.
I watched Malice in the Palace.
That was a great one.
You didn't see that, did you?
I love that one.
I want you to look this up real fast.
Yeah.
Actor... pled guilty, $650 million.
Who?
I got sent this today.
Who?
This is insane. You don't know this man, but this article is going to blow your fucking mind. Actor pleads guilty. Zachary Horowitz has agreed to plead guilty to operating a $650 million Ponzi scheme. Fake Netflix and HBO deals. He was telling people, investors, that he had all these deals with Netflix and HBO and was fabricating all this fucking information, and he acquired $650 million. How fucking dumb,
my God,
are the people that gave him that kind of money? That just shows you rich people will just give other people money if you can sucker them. $650 million. He's going to get 20 years in prison, and he paid back a quarter of it is what I read.
Yeah,
if you read the article.
Whenever I hear of like... Ponzi schemes or the pyramid schemes, all that kind of stuff. Right?
Yeah,
it breaks my heart, especially like old.
No. He didn't rip off humans. He ripped off multimillionaires, billionaires.
Oh,
he didn't rip off like street people.
Yeah, but you would think that, like, you know,
I'm almost okay with this. Fucked the rich. It's funny.
I know, but I don't understand how. Like, for me, let's say I was a millionaire, right? And then were like. Let's say I was one.
You are a millionaire.
I'm not a millionaire.
You're a millionaire.
Look at what Bobby Lee's worth.
That's not a real
yes,
thing.
Yes, it is. Look at what I'm worth.
Okay. Do what Bobby Lee net worth.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted with a little something that actually affects the Bad Friends family.
What?
Andres worked for this guy.
What? Fancy B worked for this guy? Wait a fucking minute.
Wait a minute.
Dude, I have to call the fans.
He might be on an airplane right now, but hopefully he's landed.
Holy shit, George. Please answer, fans. The Devil Below. He produced that movie that Fancy did. We promoted that on this show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Fancy, be off a plane. Fancy.
Please leave your...
Damn it.
Damn it.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Fancy worked for this guy. So can we trust Fancy?
Wait, did the guy come up with money to do it?
Bob, he would go to people and lie and be like, I've got a Netflix deal for, you know, a six-picture deal for so-and-so, so-and-so. I need third-party investor funding for these movies, and you'll get a percentage kickback, like a Hollywood producer.
Yeah.
These guys gave him all this money, and he would use the Ponzi scheme. He would use their money to fund other lies.
But what I'm saying is that is he pocketing the money and not anything with it, or is he doing a couple of productions to make it seem like...
No. It seems like he did set up a production house and did one thing with him.
That's what I'm saying. So he did...
He did a thing.
So it looks legit almost.
Right.
Right.
But what you do is just push the money around. You go from one... You push the money from this project to the next one.
Right, yeah.
But in the meantime, he's buying mansions and Ferraris. And that was him, by the way. That was...
Yeah.
That was the same guy.
Yeah, but what I don't get about these because Enron was like that too.
The Ponzi scheme in Enron?
Yeah, but they were... You know, I don't know what they call it, but they would say that the company is worth this much. It's like almost future predictions.
Yeah, they would inflate their numbers.
Right, right. So it's like next year, you know what I mean? This is what we're going to be worth.
$7 billion.
Right. And they didn't actually come up with anything. They just kept doing this.
That's for the market.
And then for the market. And then they obviously crashed. You know what I mean? And it's...
Well, then in those other people, they pulled out all their stocks and stuff like that.
No, but like a lot of people got fucked. Like, you know.
Fuck.
I mean...
But I just don't mind it when you do this to the rich. I think this is funny, dude.
Yeah.
Go back. You telling me he got that many people to give him $650 million? Look at this. Horowitz acknowledged that he has failed to pay. He's paid all back but $231 million. So he only owes $231 million. Not bad. He can probably scrounge that up somehow.
My favorite quote from one of these articles is one of his friends said, "I did not think he was smart enough to do this."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much time is he getting?
20 years, maybe. Faces up to 20 years. You know what that means?
What?
Nothing. He'll serve nothing.
Yeah, but what I would do is, if I was him, is like, because you, when you're starting a Ponzi scheme like this, you know inevitably it's going to crash.
Of course.
It's going to catch up to you.
Well.
Right?
So, yeah.
So the smart guy would, what I would have done is.
Should we do one?
Yeah, think about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
We take, right, and we stash, liquid it into cash.
Yeah.
We bury the shit.
Like physically bury it.
Yeah. And then you and I know we're going to get 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
And then when we get out, we fucking uncover, we'll get the cash that we
buried. How are we going to get all that cash out?
What do you mean get it out?
Like, how are you going to get out like $20 million from the, or $231 million from the bank?
No, you.
They're not going to walk you out of there with that kind of money.
No, but can't you get like if I had $251 million in the bank,
mm-hmm.
right? I can't get $30 million.
You could, but they would cause a thing. It'd be a big thing.
Why?
Because they'd be curious as to why you want $30 million in cash. They would probably alert internet. They'd probably alert Interpol, because they'd be like, this guy might be skipping the country.
Okay, can you set up some sort of fake charity or something that you can go to?
That we could do.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's set one up.
So you have a limp leg.
You've had one for years.
You've had one for years. We have a charity for you and limp leg.
For good old limp leg over
there.
We
call it Rudy's Sunrise.
Rudy's Sunrise. Rudy's Sunrise.
Charity.
Right.
Right? And right. Then...
Get a leg up. That's what
get a leg up is our
get a leg up.
Quotation.
That's, yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Our phrase.
Yeah.
Our catchphrase. So Rudy's Sunrise, get a leg up. Donations are going to go to fix her limp legs. So please send... To the name right here, we'll put
you
a
chiron. You can
dance
here. With one leg.
You can what?
You can still dance with one leg. Maybe some, I don't know. Let's move on.
Get a leg up.
No, let's fight between.
Let's stick with mine.
No, you can still dance with one leg.
All right, it'll be Rudy Sunrise.
Yeah.
You can still dance with one leg, but get a leg up on it.
That's it.
Got
just
it.
Just combine my quote with your quote so that I can feel like I'm contributing.
All right, fine.
All right,
you
fine.
Named it Rudy Sunrise.
I know.
All right, well, here we're going to put Chiron right here something to donate. Please donate to the Rudy Sunrise
right,
Foundation.
Right, so is there a way, do you know the right guy
that's going to be
that
able
can
to do
funnel
that?
All that and make that happen?
Of course.
So then can we liquid it in the cash?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we bury it. Where are we going to bury it?
Well, we can't tell these fucking people, then they'll know.
But this is just mock.
All right, then we'll fake it.
We'll fake it. We'll so where will we do it?
Where's like a smart place to bury money?
I know where.
Chula Vista.
No.
Where?
We go to the Philippines.
Oh, yes.
We go to the Philippines because, you know, they have 6,000 islands.
We got to find it. How many?
We can go to Duterte.
Duterte.
Is that the name? Duterte.
Yeah.
And go, you like money?
Mm-hmm.
I do. Right? And we go. And we go, we'll give you $5 million in cash.
Mm.
Can we buy a small island?
Is that how much islands cost?
I don't know. We don't know. I don't
how
know
much how do islands cost in the Philippines?
Yeah.
$5 million seems like a fuckload of money for the Philippines.
It's an island, though.
Dude, but how much land is really there?
$1 million.
I would say $1 million. Islands for sale in the Philippines. There you go. Let's buy one right now.
Yeah.
There's got to be one on sale.
Look at those. Beautiful.
Wow.
Dao Island. How much is that?
Dao. Can we buy Dao?
I want to buy Dao.
47 acres.
How much?
Wait, that says 117 acres. How come they're not going to tell you?
They're going to tell you.
It says inquire now, top right. Yeah, you'd have to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we get that island. What a beautiful island.
That's ours.
Right? And then in the center of that, we bury it.
Okay, but how do we keep the money safe while we're gone? Oh, she lives there now.
We build her a little hut
mm-hmm.
and with her knives.
Mm-hmm.
She's a knife wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This sounds like the actual preemptive beginning of Bottoms of Turtle Island.
I think this is
that's
the
what
prequel.
It is. The prequel.
This is the prequel of Bottoms.
And we were going there to get our money back, and she wouldn't let us.
Well,
she died protecting
our
money.
What happened? How about this?
Uh-huh.
We're in prison,
of course.
Right?
Yeah.
We build her a little shack. You'll have a pool, and you'll have all the trimmings,
mm-hmm.
right, in this shack, right? And you're bored. You have dogs, obviously, because you get bored, right? And one of the dogs is missing. Let's say Julio's missing, right?
Nightmare.
You're going, Julio, right? And in the distance, you hear, quack, quack. You know him barking, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a duck.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dogs
yeah.
don't do that.
Yeah, but Julio does.
Quack, 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 quack.
Right? So you're, and then he finds, right? What Julio finds is a fucking one, what do you call it? A tombstone.
Mm-hmm.
But with some ancient writing on it.
What language?
In not Egyptian.
Oh.
So it makes it weird.
Yeah, very weird. Very right. out of place.
Like there's even an Egyptian
break figure. Dancer?
No.
Oh.
You know how they
Yeah.
What is this?
Stupid.
No, stupid, but no. But you know a little hieroglyphic?
Hieroglyphics.
Is that what they call it?
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphic.
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 There
right?
it is.
They have one like this.
Yeah.
On there, right?
Serving and it's food.
It's some Egyptian thing, right?
Right.
But in the thing, right? The hand mm-hmm. sticking out of the tombstone, this figure, right? This one, if you push it down, there's a lever. Right? And there's a spiral staircase that opens. You walk all the way down there, right? And that's maybe one of the portals to hell.
Oh, shit.
Right? And there's even a sign, portal to hell.
Yeah, it's pretty on the
right,
nose.
Right. Just so that the people watching the movie.
But what language?
In English, just to make it in English, so that we don't have to do subtitles.
The good one.
That.
Right, yeah, right. That makes sense.
Portal to hell, right? You go inside that. It changes you.
Forever.
We get out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
We ring your cell phone. What the fuck?
Where the fuck is she?
Yeah.
We're trying to get our fucking money.
$30 million hidden in that fucking stupid Dow
pick up,
Dow.
Ruby, pick up.
Dow Island, right?
Uh-huh.
We go into the shack. All we see is skeletons of our dogs.
She ate the dogs.
Yes. Yeah. Julio's maybe barely still alive going, quack, quack.
She ate half of Julio.
yeah.
So maybe. Half of him is dead.
Maybe he's barely alive.
Wow.
And he's trying to tell us. She's a demon.
They're a demon.
Yeah, she's a demon.
That's a parrot doing that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We will have a parrot then.
She's a demon.
Forget Julio's a parrot now.
She's a demon.
Yeah.
And we're like.
Bad Rudy.
Bad Rudy, right?
Right.
And we're going, something bad. But we don't even.
What did she do with
the
dogs?
We don't even give the parrot the fucking acknowledgement that he said it. We just go, I think something bad's going on.
She's a demon. Something bad.
Rudy's a demon, I think.
Something bad.
But we never acknowledge the parrot.
Where are all the dogs that were here?
She ate them.
Yeah. So then.
It's giving us all the hints.
Right.
Portal to hell.
Yeah, right. And then, is there a little mountain?
Yeah, there's a little hill.
Yeah. Right? You make it up the hill in 5 minutes.
Because
it takes me 24 hours because I'm fat.
For sure. Yeah.
Right?
Physical.
So you're like constantly going, come on, dude.
Like Sisyphus, I have to push you
up
there.
Yeah, I see. I see a thing here. You know what I mean? An empty, you know. I finally get up there 24 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? You push me in.
I push you in the portal to hell.
Right. And that's where. Is that part two or what's going on here?
I have no idea.
Are we rewriting?
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, we're right.
We've gone so far.
So far, yeah.
But I push you in the portal of hell. That opened. That's the beginning of the film.
But when do we suck each other's dick?
And that's the vignette.
I want to know in the script.
Right before I push you in the portal of hell.
No, way before.
As you're blowing.
When we got out of prison.
Right when I come, I push you in the portal of hell.
We get out of prison the same day,
mm-hmm.
right? Before we go to Dow Island.
We didn't do any gay shit in prison, but we do right when we get
different,
out.
We're different. They don't want to. It's in the same prison.
The moment we get out.
Right.
And the taxi ride
and
home.
I learned so much there. Like in my prison.
Because you were a toy.
I was a toy.
Yeah, you're a
I
toy.
Learned how to do 19 dicks at a time. Right. I know how to jerk somebody off with my feet. You know what I mean? Like I am a master.
Yeah.
And you became a Christian.
Big time.
Yeah, so you never did anything.
Jesus Christ.
So we call each other after we get out of prison and go, you're like, let's go to Dow Island. I go, no, let's go to the Hilton.
No, I want to go to Dow Island.
No, let's go to the Hilton.
No, I want to go to
Dow
Island.
I need to say, don't you think we should catch up?
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. We meet at the Hilton.
Yeah.
And you think there's two rooms.
Yeah.
I go, no, I just thought because, you know, we can talk all night. I got two different beds.
Sure.
Good. But
they're pushed together, though.
I know. But I did that.
Why?
Because I want to talk and I have a bad earring.
Oh, that makes
right,
sense.
Right, right. And then.
Why are your clothes off?
Because, you know, I want to fuck. I guess that's the giveaway.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, I want to fuck.
Which is fine, but why is your penis head covered?
Oh, because I'm 50.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just push hard.
I don't want that in the movie.
You don't want your penis head?
I don't want my penis.
That's hilarious.
I don't want my penis head in the movie.
How can we not put that in the movie?
Because I want to play younger in the movie.
You're not going to be able to, bud.
What does it matter? You don't like the cheese smell?
That's exactly why. I don't want that.
All right.
I want to clean it up.
Anyway.
Okay, let's call Bobby Lee real fast, then we got to go.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you, what?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee?
Yes, this is speaking. Sorry, that was a weird intro. I was just talking to a dude, very, very dark topic, so I'm like on a curve right now.
Well, what was the dark topic?
Cancer stuff, like that brain stuff.
We love cancer.
We love cancer.
Love cancer.
I'm going on an ayahuasca trip, so that was the great news, actually.
Nice. Yeah,
I see.
Bobby Lee,
you're talking to Bobby Lee.
This is amazing. This is
Now, no, Bobby Lee. Did you know about me as Bobby Lee before? Have you ever? Did you know there was another Bobby Lee out there that was a comedian?
No, I've known about you for like 20 years or not, like longer. Not 20 years, but like 10 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Or whatever. 2008. Fucking Pineapple Express.
Oh.
I was a fan.
But let me say this: were you a fan? Did you really like him, or were you it was just whatever?
Well, it's cool. It's so cool. It's like, I mean, there's only however many names in the world, and I'm sharing it with them. So like, that's different.
You know, I I'm a huge fan of yours as well.
He's a big MMA fan.
Bobby, what's your record now in the MMA?
My record in professional fighting is 12-6.
What about street fights?
Street fights? Ooh, technically like only 1-0, but there was like a couple scuffles.
That's great.
Bobby Lee, we support you wholeheartedly as your career continues.
We're thinking about sponsoring you.
Yeah, Bobby, we think you're the man. We love your name. and maybe we can throw him some Bad Friend stuff so he can wear Bad Friend stuff
into
the ring.
We would love to do that.
I think that would be the way to do it.
Where do you live right now, Bobby?
I'm in Minneapolis. I moved down just this week to be closer to like this really good gym.
Oh, cool. You know, I used to live in Edina.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah.
When's your next fight, Bob?
It's 6 weeks out. It's October 16th in Phoenix.
October 16th in Phoenix. Watch out for Bobby Lee. He's fighting.
Who are you fighting?
Nick Brown.
He's the world. What weight class are you?
155, lightweight.
155.
Amazing.
Bobby Lee versus Nick Brown, October 16th. My birthday, by the way, which I'm excited for you. So go kick his ass, Bobby. Thank you for talking to us. We support you, man.
I have to shout out to a friend who's listened to every single one of your episodes. Austin Halverson has listened to every single one of your episodes. He's a huge fan. And
shout out
to Austin.
Austin, thank you.
Even knew my name.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right, Bobby. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks,
Bobby.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you for being a bad friend.